Welcome to the Friday, April 13th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. We got yet another Java update from Apple to address some issues with the fake flash or flashback Trojan that is going around. The particular patch that we saw about a week ago fixed the Java vulnerability that was exploited by this particular piece of malware. This latest update tries to address some of the, I would say, secondary issues that helped this malware to spread. One of the changes, for example, it introduces is that Java applets no longer just start by default. Instead, the user is being asked for permission before the Java applet starts. Now, the user has an option here. The user may enable the old behavior back and say, hey, I don't care, don't show me this warning before you start a Java applet. But if the user now doesn't use Java for a while, it will revert to the safer default off behavior. That's an interesting approach. I don't think that any other browser or operating system does it this way, with sort of the fallback to the safe default after a while. So we'll see how this works. And the update will then also run a flashback removal tools to clean up any infected systems. Kaspersky also published some statistics on vulnerable versions of Java for Mac users that visited its flashback test site. Turns out 50% of Mac users run vulnerable versions of Java. So certainly some awareness work has to be done here. Up to this point, as a Mac user, you could get away with it. But I think those times have passed. And while we're talking patches for Mac users, Microsoft today released a new service pack for Office for the Mac. So try to apply it. That applies to Microsoft Office 2011 for the Mac. We haven't really been talking much about large data breaches lately. In part, I stopped covering some of them because there's typically not a lot of detail released other than the number of records being lost and some fairly generic reason for this to happen. That's not so different about the one I'm going to cover here, and that's the breach of a healthcare database in Utah. Now, again, you know, it's fairly generic. The reason they're saying is a misconfiguration that allowed a password bypass, if I read this correctly. So who knows exactly? I assume maybe just a static file sitting on a server not being password protected. But the reason I mentioned this breach is because it illustrates the importance to really have good data monitoring in place. In this case, one of the embarrassing parts is how the number of victims keeps increasing and how they apparently still don't exactly know, about 2 weeks now after the incident, how much data they actually lost, how many individuals they actually have to notify. They do by now know they have probably lost 600,000 records. They started out with something like 100,000, but then kept adding to that. However, they don't know how many of these records were duplicates, who actually lost social security numbers and not. They know about 280,000 users had their social security number stolen. I'm reading here from the press release. So it's really important that you know what data leaves your organization, that you have controls in place to monitor access to that data. When it comes to data leakage, I think there are always two parts that have to work together. Usually when I talk to people about data leakage monitoring, one of the focuses is always network-based monitoring, essentially, you know, turning your IDS upside down and doing extrusion detection. I think Richard Batelick was kind of coining that term a few years back, versus intrusion detection. I think data leakage monitoring also has to cover data at rest. One of the reasons why data leaks is frequently that it's literally littered all over your organization. It's not kept in one secure place. The laptops that are getting lost, the thumb drives that are getting lost, all of that data probably shouldn't have ended up on that device in the first place. So monitoring data at rest, looking for data that shouldn't be on that particular device, that should be a really important part of data leakage monitoring. Anyway, so much for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.